Sometimes when it's quiet and I'm on the edge of sleep, I dream I can hear the rain speaking to me. The countless drops falling across the street, catching the sodium light. I can hear my name, and I try to hear what else the rain is saying. I watch the cars sliding through the night, and the reflected headlights sliding down buildings toward them.
This evocative, nocturnal piece of music is called Rain at Night, and it is the opening of an album called Stories from the City at Night by the English composer and guitarist Pete M. Wire, who began his career in the rock world and then picked up the classical guitar and has written a number of dance and stage scores over the years, and with Stories from the City at Night has created something that's quite different. Something almost akin to mid-20th century radio play. Characters, stories unfold pretty much simultaneously through a single night in the city, and it's pretty clear that that city is New York. This first piece, Rain at Night, is not so New York-specific, but the rest of the album clearly is, as you will find out when Pete Wire joins us momentarily for this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. It's program number 2858. And Stories from the City at Night is not just full of characters, it's also full of cameo appearances. There's poetry, there's narration, there's song, there are cameo appearances by musicians, by various narrators, some of whom you will recognize. In fact, in the background, you're hearing the voice of someone named Wally Burr. You may not know his name, you probably don't, but I can almost guarantee you've heard his voice many times before. He's like a legend in Hollywood. He is the voice of many voiceovers, many movie trailers and things like that. So that's the voice you're hearing in the background in this piece, Rain at Night. This was written before the rest of the album. It is not so New York-specific, but the rest of the album certainly is. And Pete Wire will talk us through it on this edition of New Sounds. Here's a little bit more from the opening section of his Stories from the City at Night.
A sorcering homeopath can tell you about the memory of the water. The water remembers its secrets, she will say with a knowing smile, as though these clouds and oceans might contain the uncaught thoughts of Plato, the ecstasy of the lover from Byzantium, or the tender touch of a nursing mother in undiscovered America. Water remembers.
That's a little bit of Rain at Night. It is the opening work from the album called Stories from the City at Night by Pete M. Wire, the London-based songwriter, guitarist, joining us once again in our New Sound studio. Pete, welcome back.
Thanks. It's very good to be here.
So I mentioned you are London-based and indeed, you know, have lived and worked there for many, many years. And yet this album seems to suggest an obsession with New York. I mean, it doesn't say New York in the title, but listening to this record, it could not be more obvious that this is what the album's about.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think of this album as being basically, it's like a collection of short stories that all happen on one night, and they're all kind of set in New York. And I spend a lot of time here, I have to say, and it's kind of one of those love affairs where, you know, I have a lot of friends here, I've had a good time here, and New York has been very good to me, so I can enjoy it as someone who comes, you know, I have an outsider's perspective, which is sometimes, you know, a different take that's, it's nice to put out there anyway.
Now, the piece we just heard a little bit of, Rain at Night, this is the opening, it's the longest piece on the record, it's kind of a meditation on the passage of time, on things enduring even as time passes and such.
Sure, yeah.
But I have to ask, and I think I've asked you this two or three times on your previous visits, what is it with you and rain?
John, I'm from a rainy climate, you know. You're looking for inspiration in the morning, you look out, it's rain, you know, in the evening, it's rain. So, I've just always loved those sounds, those kind of just nature sounds and things that are very evocative to me. But yeah, a lot of people do accuse me as being kind of like a semi-damp composer. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I don't think that's really fair, but yeah.
Is that a new genre, semi-damp?
Yeah,
is that
I'm going for that. You know, I was looking for my niche. That could be it.
So Stories from the City at Night is not just a series of, as you say, short stories, all of which are sort of unfolding in their own time during the course of the night. They also have a lot of very different sounding scores, soundtracks.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
From kind of loungy jazz to to this very sort of evocative nocturnal soundscape kind of thing.
I sort of see it as this collage that you get when you walk down a street in New York, or actually any city, that you've got all these sounds and smells and personalities and things, and these stories coexist very comfortably. In the way that a set of short stories appeals, and you meet different personalities, but actually you realize that these personalities kind of cross past with other stories, that's also happening in the album as well. So,
is it a concept record?
It has a concept. I'd say it's almost a theme record, whatever that is. You know, it's in that they are all individual pieces, but there's an overarching concept, I suppose. So I'm not afraid to say concept album.
Okay. you're not afraid to ride the subways at night either, and the piece we're going to hear is, in fact, called Subway Night Ride. Mm-hmm. Where does the text for this come from?
Well, I wrote this. This is probably the most stream of consciousness or semi-consciousness piece. I had an image of this guy kind of riding the subway, and it's nighttime. And really, I just sat down and tried to kind of write as that person. So this is, I think, the kind of most mysterious text. It's the one I sort of enjoyed most in many ways. At the end of it, I wasn't sure I knew who the guy was, but the personality, the character that emerged sort of interested me.
So. Right. The piece is called Subway Night Ride, and it comes from Pete Wire and the album called Stories from the City at Night on New Sounds.
Thank you. was a reflection that spoke to me. As she lay sleeping beside it, the train heading from Brooklyn would cross the Manhattan Bridge. Passing like ghosts into the city. It was a reflection in the glass that opened her eyes to look at me, and with a glance at her sleeping echo, gave kind of a smile and raised a finger to her lips, as though to say, "Shh, don't wake her." Then resumed her position and closed her eyes. Every night I sit here. How many years have passed? I see her still, passing through a station on a different train. I keep looking. Each night you'll find me here, reading too many signals. The train is rolling on deep beneath the city. There's a rain on the streets above. Canal, Spring, Union Square, Grand Central, all the way up to Spanish Harlem. I keep looking. We attach meaning to events, but events happen in the universe, and meaning happens in the human heart. I believe in miracles. In the journey of souls on the 4 a.m. train. I'm hearing voices. An archangel on the roof of the Woolworths.
That's called Subway Night Ride. It is one of the most nocturnal excerpts from Pete Wire's album called Stories from the City at Night. The London-based former rocker and now composer, but still occasionally singer-songwriter, too. That side of your work is on this album?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
As we'll hear in a moment. But, you know, how much... I mean, your musical background does go from your work, you know, in the London rock underground in the 80s up to writing ballet scores and things like that.
Sure, yeah.
Where does the kind of klezmer / lounge / jazz element come in?
I guess, like a lot of people, I'm absorbing, and some of these things just come out really organically without me planning them. And I try and kind of catch what's going on inside. So it's always been a puzzle that I find looking at myself of kind of, I do just naturally write in quite diverse ways. And I really enjoy that. And I enjoy working with very different types of musician, from very highly trained to very sort of improvisatory.
And in fact, one of the other interesting things about Stories from the City at Night is the cast of characters that you have enlisted to help.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned it was Thirsty Ear Records, and that was the owner of Thirsty Ear, Peter Gordon, who we just heard narrating. That was a savvy move there.
It's a cheap session, yeah.
For the piece called Subway Night Ride. But you also used the entire New Sounds staff on this record. The New Sounds all-purpose assistant, Karen Havlick, is the voice of Dina's All Night Diner. And this is how clueless I am, that I heard this song like two or three times before it occurred to me, I know that voice. So I wanted to hear just a little bit of that. And then I even feel weird playing something that has my voice on it on the show. But you did rope me into doing just a quick little thing. And I wasn't sure how you were going to use it when you asked me to record it. What was the thought of this kind of voice on the radio late at night when everything else is dark and it's raining and et cetera?
Yeah, well, I thought, well, firstly, I'd like to thank you for saying you roped me in rather than you conned me in. I do appreciate that. And you were very generous in doing it without knowing what on earth I was going to do with it. But it struck me as, you know, I was, as this album was sort of coalescing, which really is the way it sort of happened, you know, quite organically, I just sort of thought, you know, that there is something about the late night radio that is so kind of evocative that I could find nowhere else, and also the fact that it's a voice and therefore we can communicate things.
It comes and goes pretty quickly. It's mercifully brief, and we'll hear that as well. So here's just a little bit of the song called Dina's All Night Diner, with narration by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. And then Here I Am is this kind of lovely ballad that, once I'm out of the way, you sing. And this is the singer-songwriter part.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, I'm very used to writing a lot of songs and then getting other people to sing them. And with this, I should say, Here I Am is a setting of a poem by Steve Dalashinsky, who's a very good friend of mine, and we worked together quite a bit. It's a poem that's so about living in Manhattan and America in the present age, in a very concise, very short poem. And I thought, I cannot possibly, let alone that I have doubts about me singing, but also, you know, taking that role as an Englishman. But people kind of liked what was there, so I ended up going for using my own voice.
It's a really lovely poem.
It's
kind of a bittersweet, nostalgic, melancholy late night thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I do love it, I must admit.
All right, so Steve Dalashinsky wrote the poem, and my guest, Pete M. Wire, is the guitarist and the singer. Here are a couple more of his stories from the city at night on New Sounds.
Hi. Welcome to Dina's All Night Diner. You've been here before. Me? Well, I'm here all hours. Through the teeth of gales, through snow and rain, and right through the night. Never was much for the daytime. The people you meet here, night brings them out. It isn't what I set out to do, but I can't complain. It was fate. When I got here, I had nothing. Got off the bus with a saxophone on my back and hoped for the best. The first years, I worked in the basement of a disused downtown record store. Playing broken jazz on a broken piano till 5 a.m. Some nights it was just me and the rats. Then one day a demolition truck showed up and it was time to move. And nowhere else to go. I went all over town on my bike with that same old sax strapped to my back. But how was I supposed to know it was just destiny lending a hand?
You're listening to WNYC. This is John Schaefer. It's a little after 3:30 in the morning, and it's still raining out there. Looks like it's going to continue through the rest of the night. Say again, if anyone from the station is listening, please come back with the keys. This isn't funny anymore. I really just want to go home.
Here I am, between two bridges where Brooklyn used to be. Here I am, between two rivers where Manhattan used to be. And here I am, between two oceans where America used to be. Here between sky and earth, where there are no boundaries, where night and wind are wed, that's me, dancing in the grass.
Stories from the City at Night by Pete Wire, my guest on New Sounds. Pete's been here a couple of times before, but in case you're not familiar with his work, the spelling of the last name is W-Y-E-R. And a little bit of an assist from New Sounds in that series of excerpts we just heard. Dina's All Night Diner features the voice of the longtime New Sounds staff of one, Karen Havlick. And a little bit of a faux WNYC thing at the beginning of Here I Am. You mentioned Pete, Steve Dalachinsky, the poet, who here in New York might be better associated with the free jazz scene.
Yeah, very much so, I think. Yeah, yeah, he's a real performance post-beat kind of guy. But he had two poems which I thought would be beautiful for it, which he kindly sort of agreed to use. Yeah, Here I Am and one called Pray For Me.
Right, which we'll be hearing a little bit later on, and which features the voice of the splendid actress Jenny Agutter. Mm. So another one of the guests on the record. We'll speak more with Pete Wire, hear a few more of these stories from the City at Night as we continue. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Personally, I find something like Pete Wire's stories from the City at Night to be especially evocative because there is nothing to look at. You have to supply that yourself. Next week on our next New Sounds Live event, we'll do something different. We will give you text and music, but we'll also give you something to look at, and not just something, but a series of famous paintings by the Spanish artist Juan Miró. The work is by Bobby Previtt, the drummer and composer, and is called The 23 Constellations of Juan Miró, taking his paintings, which were a kind of escape from the horrors of World War II, and his texts, which have been translated into English by Paul Auster, and projecting both the texts and the paintings up on the big screen at the World Financial Center. That'll be next Tuesday night. Live music. It's a big band, and a terrific band, top players from New York and from elsewhere as well, playing the music by Bobby Previtt at 7 o'clock. It's free at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden. Hope you'll join us. You can find out details on the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org, or at worldfinancialcenter.com. This is New Sounds, program number 2858. My guest is the English composer Pete Wyer, and we're listening to his Stories from the City at Night, the London-based musician with a hankering for New York, for telling stories about a single night, a rainy night in the city. And is there any kind of basis in fact for any of the stories on this row? Is this completely whole cloth, your own sort of fantasy of New York?
That's a very good question, actually. I hadn't considered that. I think it's all fantasy, if I'm honest. But having said that, it all grows out of things that you see and observe and people that kind of strike you as interesting. So there's a grain of truth in every single one of them, but none of them is specifically based on one person.
What's Pier 45, and why is it subtitled Part 1 when there's no second part anywhere on this desk?
That's my plea for a sequel.
Okay.
No, I had a part two, which I didn't feel was quite right for this, but at some point I think it might sort of find its way out there. But this was actually inspired originally from a scene from a book by Michael Chabon that is called The Adventures of... Is it Cavalier or Chevalier?
I think it's Cavalier. And
yeah, I was never sure. It's
this is the guy who also wrote Summerland, and
he's a big
writer.
I love his work. And there's a beautiful, really heart-rending scene in that where this guy has paid for. He's escaped from Nazi Germany, and he's paid a fortune. He's worked really hard to bring his brother over, and he just keeps going back to the piers to watch, seeing his brother's face in all these people. So this is sort of based on the idea of a character who is just a little lost themselves, that probably lost someone years back and just keeps going into this kind of place and running through those emotions again.
It sounds like it's going to be an instrumental piece. You know, sets itself up and stays instrumental for a while, and then the voice of Matthew Sharp comes in, the other half of your group, Sharp Wire.
Yeah, he gets everywhere. What can he do?
What's the text? It's not Michael Chabon, is it?
No, it's my own text. So it just inspired from that scene.
Okay.
So
let's hear it. It's the album is called Stories from the City at Night, and this is called Pier 45 by Pete M. Wyer on New Sounds. Pier 45, the name of that story from the album Stories from the City at Night. Pete M. Wire is the storyteller, the composer, my guest on New Sounds, as he has been a couple of times over the years. Pete, you said at the top of the show you've spent a lot of time here in New York. If Stories from the City at Night had been about your hometown of London, would it have been appreciably different from what we have here?
Yeah, I think very definitely. I think... obviously just in the grain of the content, but there's, like I was saying earlier on, there's knowing a city from the outside and not dealing with taxes and garbage collection and all the kind of minutiae of day to day. And I think if it had been set in London, there would have been plenty of stuff there, but it doesn't have the same romance for me.
Mm-hmm. So the album's called Stories from the City at Night. And Pete, as you say, it's all these different stories and stuff. How do you expect people to hear this? Did you expect this to be coming like out over the radio in one big kind of swoop? Or you know, how do we use this, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I think that's still the big question that we may not necessarily have fully answered. I think I did a test on... kind of test run on MySpace and put it up there with a load of images that for me kind of expressed, you know, the feeling of it, and it got a phenomenal response, so I was very encouraged by that. Plugging into, you know, how do we experience it as a whole, I think we're still learning that. Yeah, we're sort of... even 30 years, that's why I really take my hat off to them. You know, I don't think it's apparent to them. So they've kind of taken a chance and said, well, we like the stuff and we feel it fits together. But this is a genre that, you know, it fits nowhere very readily. So
it's, I mean, it's literally on a compact disc, but you wouldn't look at this and say, hey, here's a record. It's somehow something different.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do it as a show. I could certainly see something that is like a complete set of stories where I think the overlaps between stories would become very interesting. Someone even suggested using it as a treatment for a film or a collection of films, which is a very lovely idea. But I mean, I would hope, you know, and judging from the response so far in Tesla, that, you know, people actually do respond to it on the disc, and they seem to enjoy the sort of the differences once they've sort of embraced the idea that there are different voices and different stories taking place on it. So,
and you don't have to start at track one and end at track.
No, it's not sort of start to finish like that.
So. Well, the album Stories from the City at Night concludes with another story, a prayer, basically. Mm. Which sounds to me like, you know, the end of the night, somebody at the end of their rope, you know, just pleading for something, faith or strength or whatever. And then an instrumental kind of epilogue called Imprint. What's happening here?
Well, Pray For Me is the other poem by Steve Dalashinsky, and it's really... What I loved about it is it's such a universal prayer, particularly in Steve's writing. So that just appealed. And I think the nighttime is the time that you have those moments of just feeling, you know, of reaching out and the shadows feeling very much longer than perhaps they are in the daytime. So that was the story of Pray For Me. It felt very universal that we could hear that sort of happening in you know, 100 households maybe in different places. An imprint... which uses the same whistling melody that appears on the Subway Night Ride. It was, to me, it's kind of all these stories are going on in different places simultaneously, which always sort of fascinates me and appeals to me, that they're all kind of overlapping in a million unseen ways. And so Imprint was almost trying to kind of sum that up, this kind of whistling disembodied voice disappears off into the nightscape. And we're just left with that feeling of imprint of kind of, okay, we knew something of that, and there it goes. So,
well, let's hear the conclusion. Stories from the City at Night by Pete M. Wire, my guest on New Sounds.
Pray for me, for I have been ambushed. Pray for me, because the older I get, the less tomorrows there are. Pray for me. As I am forced to strip and made to walk the naked highway. Pray for me. Pray as if the prayer you are praying was the quirkiest blues ever intoned. Pray for me. In jagged voice and broken tongue, in soft lament, complaining moan, and joyful, agonizing shriek, pray for me, jagged stone that I am, until I am withered and gone, and even after that, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray as if my life depended on it. As if your life depended on it. Pray for me on those cold nights and summers too. Pray for me, embattled jackal that I am. Pray for pray for me as I vanish from the plains of geometry, preparing to regroup and rehearse. Pray for me when I'm struggling like a peach blossom for Satori. Pray for me, my private affairs of the heart impaled and imploding within the body of a thief. Pray for the ruthless way I thrust the homeless from my door. Pray for me, I like to take, I don't like to give. Pray for me, for that reason alone, if no others. Pray for me. The way ecstatic peace seekers raise their voices in jubilation, the way a group of not so holy lovers of death have prayed together for centuries. Pray for me. Pray for me just the same. The mirror is a shore surging and receding. Your voice can be a part of the breaking. Pray for my partner, for the sutures in my heart, for the narrows to widen, for the fuzziness of ownership and cheap sentimentality that my departure will cause, and the genuineness, the genuineness. Pray for me, for the devils are working much too hard. Pray as if your prayer may be overheard, take shape and rise like a spirit on an upward path. Pray, pray that the lights will never be extinguished. When I close my eyes, close your eyes and pray for me. For I myself, am I myself, no longer.
Thank you.
The concluding two movements from Stories from the City at Night, Pray for Me, the poem by Steve Dalachinsky, which, as Pete Wire told us, is a prayer that's not associated with any religion, so it is kind of universal. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the old TV series, The Naked City? There are 8 million stories in The Naked City.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
I mean, when you were talking before about, you know, all these stories happening simultaneously and the imprint that they leave, however fleeting, and of course imprint being the name of the piece we just heard, that's what it reminded me of, was that idea of all these different stories happening.
Yeah, it is. That's a big inspiration behind this. I'm glad you bring that up, actually, because I'd forgotten. But it really, you know, the Naked City, and it just has that, there's something film noir about it to me.
So this is, you know, an early 21st century piece, but it has the color of the 1940s.
Yeah, yeah, the lack of color of the
Well, Pete, it's a really fascinating project, and perhaps for some bemused few will be made even more so by the presence of some of their New Sounds people on the on the staff, having pressed both Karen and myself into service for bits and pieces of this record. Despite that, it's a really good record.
Thank you.
And it holds together as something more than just a series of songs, as you say. Stories from the City at Night is by Pete Wire. And Pete, thanks for being with us once again on New Sounds.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
We'll have more in a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. Well, we've sort of gotten lost in Pete Wire's Stories from the City at Night. Didn't realize how much of the night had gone by. So what we'll do is I'll just remind you, as I usually do towards the end of each program, that a playlist is available with information on where you can find the music. And there's lots of other stuff available on our website as well. Look for playlist number 2858, Audio Archives. Subscribe to our podcast. Leave a comment. Lots to see and do on the New Sounds page at WNYC.org. And in the background, a song called Somebody, which features the voice of Carol Lipnick, and which we'll hear just a little bit of to wrap up this edition of New Sounds from the album Stories from the City at Night.
There is a place downtown with no lights in the
from the City at Night. The song is called Somebody. It's music by Pete Wire, who joined us on this edition of New Sounds. I'm glad you joined us as well. I'm John Schaefer, and I hope you'll be with us again next time for another edition of New Sounds.